The most egregious part of it is with the bus rapid transit, they plan to have dedicated routes, that meaning that nobody can enter the particular guideway that would be used by the bus rapid transit. Now, if they've got the space and the resources to do that,
for a vehicle
that only uses that guideway once every 15 minutes, what would happen if we were able to utilize that space and expand the roadway so that there would be less congestion?
I am against this. Years ago, when I was on another station years ago, I was asked by a city councilman in here in Atlanta what I thought about taxation for specific projects. And I told him, I said, I think any increase in taxes without the relevant guaranteeing of providing that service is just a financial boondoggle. It looks good in the beginning. We're raising money for this, but it never stays there. And the money just keeps getting pushed in other areas, and the thing that you started off raising money for never gets completed, but you always have a ready-built basket of funds paid for by the taxpayers. Not all, but paid for by many, not all your citizens, but just the taxpayers, that they never will realize the benefits from.
Well, can I just respond to that? Because you make a very good point.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
The SPOS under state law has to be a full 1%. So that means that there are some good projects that would be paid for by the SPOS, but then there would be a lot of unnecessary add-ons that would be just simply put in there to spend the whole penny,
right,
which, by the way, raises hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right.
So I tried a few years ago, we tried to introduce what we call fractional SPOS, so that the county could say, okay, we need money for that project, this project, and that project. Those are needed and necessary, and not put in a lot of frivolous and meaningless and redundant projects. And we could spend a lot of time talking about those.
And also those fractional SPLOS rates would not be over a 30-year period.
No, that'd be usually about 4 or 5 years.
Right,
you know,
until the project is done. How can people get in touch with you, Lance, to get, you know, to join the fight against this project? Tell us what website or phone number or something people can call to get more information so they can get signs in their yards or whatever.
We don't have signs yet, but we're working on it. Our website is very simple, cobbtaxpayer.com.
Cobbtaxpayers. With an S or no? No S.
No S. Just cobbtaxpayer.com.
Cobbtaxpayer.com. That's cobbtaxpayer.com. Thank you so much for your time, Lance. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you. And know that if there's any extra information coming out, come here and deliver it to me so I can deliver it to the people. I am totally against this. I'm a new Cobb resident. I'm in Mableton, and I do not want this one way, shape, or form.
Anytime you want me back on the air, I'll come. And by the way, do I detect a small New York accent?
Absolutely. I'm a New Yorker through and through, sir.
Okay, we got that in common, too. I'm from New York.
Absolutely. I'm a New Yorker. But see, the thing is, with our New York City Transit, we built that in the 1800s. So, you know, it was already there.
Atlanta grew up in the age of the car, not in the age of mass transit.
Absolutely.
So.
Great call, Lance. And thank you for joining me.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.